incoming transmission.
Hey, subspace listeners, this is Cam. We've got a bit of a good news, bad news scenario this week. We recorded a really fun episode with Patrick Johnston drafting our Star Trek Dream Cruise, and it was a total blast, super competitive and energetic. And unfortunately, due to some sort of bizarre recording glitch, we only got half the episode. So the way this is going to work is I'm going to let the 40 minutes of the episode that was recorded play out without comment or any sort of interruption. And then I'm going to chime in at the end and summarize what each person's choices were and which crew was chosen as the best. So that's the way it's going to go. I'm going to use my positronic brain to the best of its ability. And I still think it's a ton of fun to listen to. So hopefully you can still enjoy. Thanks.
Transfer complete.
Hello and welcome to Subspace Transmissions, the podcast where two Trek fans step into the arena and tackle the best, worst, weirdest, wildest, and everything in between that Star Trek has to offer. I'm Cam Smith, and joining me on the bridge,
this is Tyler Orton, preparing to cry when he looks at his numbers in the draft lottery.
Okay, and still deciding whether he wants to be first officer or science officer, Patrick Johnston.
Hi, guys.
Welcome back.
Oh, yeah, it's been a while.
Yes.
Good to see you. Hi.
So, Tyler, you know, you kind of hinted as to what it was with your opening there. We are here this week to talk about drafting the Star Trek Dream Team.
It's actually an idea that I've had for a while.
2 years?
Yeah. Would it be, I guess, an understatement to say that you know absolutely nothing about sports?
Oh, that would be totally accurate. I've been playing this HQ Trivia, which I'm sure some people listening have played. If not, you should check out the app. It's amazing. But every day they ask trivia and you can win money. And I go out on every sports question. It just kills me. Okay. I'm pathetic.
But it would be fair to say that you've maybe never done like a fantasy sports league or anything like that, right?
No.
Okay, but Patrick, it might be fair to say that you are into sports, right?
Yes, and I have played a few fantasy sports leagues in my time.
So I figured, let's have a little bit of fun. Like, let's draft a bit of a dream team here. I sent you guys a number of categories earlier on, and I even have a surprise category that's it'll be a little bit of fun. don't be too terrified, but essentially what we're going to do is pick through our favorite captains, first officers, security officers. They could be from any series. It could be from the Kelvinverse. It could be from the regular Burmana verse of Roddenberry-ness. That's what I like
to call
it.
Is that what they call it?
They should, obviously.
What about the animated series, Tyler?
Let's steer away from that if possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about the comic books?
No, non-canon. But essentially, and it doesn't have to be a main character. It could really just be whatever your gut, you know, tells you. So
sure. We're
going to have some fun with this. We can kind of debate and argue. But Cam, I don't know how familiar you are with drafting.
Not at all.
So essentially what we're going to do is essentially we'll flip like for a random number, you know, one of those like six-sided dice kind of rolls.
Like a normal dice.
No. I only use 20-sided personally. And whoever...
No, in Star Wars, they're called chance cubes.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I should tell all the listeners, we're playing a really intense game of Sabbat before we started recording this. So, it's going to go in order based on the numbers here. And then, let's say, hypothetically, Patrick, you're number one, Cam's number two, I'm number three. That's the order we'll draft. And then we'll go back to me. I'll have first pick next round. And then... Cam, you might be in the enviable position being in the middle there, so you can kind of do that. But
Cam, that's what's known as a snake draft.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I like it.
I didn't want to confuse him, but it's actually called the Times Arrow Staff Draft. So
I was racking my brain for a Star Trek snake reference, and you got there first.
Oh, yeah.
I had nothing.
Oh, yeah. And
I was trying to remember that alien species from, I think it's Next Gen, that looked like cobras, and I just could not.
Oh, no, that's Voyager.
Is it Voyager?
That's the Vaudoir.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that was next on my list. Okay. I'm going to get the, we'll go through kind of that internet has their own cues.
What's the original series one they worship a god and...
Yes.
Apple.
The Apple, yeah.
Yeah. What's?
I would have been able to tell you had you not asked me what it was. It's like Voth or something?
Something like
that. Voss? Oh, Voth?
Oh, Voth is from Distant Origin in Star Trek Voyager. Voss is a Dutch surname. So I'm lost.
Yeah, we'll have to get back to you on that one.
But, it's really embarrassing when we have our guests call it the hosts for their knowledge and the hosts fumble, much like somebody would in a game of football, and we're doing a sports draft here as well. So, Patrick, you're the guest.
Hi.
We're going to get you to roll first. I'm showing everybody the, digital die here. So Patrick goes first, and we are rolling a six. I don't know how we're going to beat that, but Cam, you're up next, and
yes.
You are going to roll also a six. Unless I get a six as well, then it's going to be a roll-off between you guys. I rolled a two, so I'm last in the draft. Patrick, we'll go back to you. Another
yes.
six. And Cam, I'm going back to you. A three. So it goes Patrick, Cam, Tyler, just the way I kind of put it out there at the very beginning of the episode.
I want to chime in. It was Vol.
Vol.
Vol was the snake cave. Yeah. Yeah.
I knew that was killing you as you were.
It
intense.
Really was.
You should have seen the look in his eyes as he was on his iPhone looking all this up while I was doing the digital die. It was very, very intense. So yeah, we'll go Patrick, Cam, Tyler. Tyler, Cam, Patrick, and mm-hmm. then so on and so forth. And this will be a fun one, guys. We can debate it a little bit. We should also kind of explain why we're picking so-and-so as maybe our number one captain or so-and-so as our number one science officer.
Sure.
And look, I think it's totally legit if maybe we want to take issue with somebody's pick and be like, is that really count as like a communications officer?
Sure.
I don't know. So
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Some characters on Star Trek have played multiple roles.
Yes.
So does that mean they can only be drafted once?
Correct.
Okay,
yes.
Cool.
And you know what? I'm glad you brought that up because I had actually figured that out. And yes. So
for example, like Spock has been first officer as well as science officer. So someone might want to take him for, you know, two different people might fight over different jobs, but you cannot.
If Spock's already been picked, you can't pick him again. And this is actually going to make it fun.
And we should, and I think we said off the top, Kelvin versus in play as well.
Yeah. So, Cam, I'm going to be kind of taking care of some of these rules here. And would you be able to just kind of diligently note who has picked one, just so we know which names are off the table at this point? So,
sure.
If we get to best archaeologist, then we all know that maybe Picard was already picked for best captain, but who knows that? Patrick, we're going to start with you. And the category here is captain. You have the number one pick. You're going to really have to...
Well, see, now this was something, because the going by category thing, I mean, it was, to me, it'd be even more fun if we just went, you have to figure out what you want to pick first.
Do
you want to go with... Because, let's be honest,
there
are some serious specialists out there that, you know, might be the kind of guy that would tip the whole, or gal, or other, might tip the equation, you know, because in the end you have to think about there's certain, you know, skill scarcity, you know.
So I like that in that, like, okay, you can choose whatever category you want first, mm-hmm. and then maybe we go to Cam. Cam doesn't necessarily have to pick the chief engineer just because you picked a chief engineer.
Right.
He can do whatever category he wants.
Are you okay with going with that?
I love this idea.
Would that not get confusing for everyone listening to this?
Oh, it'll all come down in the end, and we'll be reading through our picks during the end, and I think we'll have some fun. This is actually going to make it more fun because there's more strategy involved.
I see.
So we'll keep...
As the guy who's never done a draft, I look forward to really intense strategy.
Well, that's why I put you in charge of the note-taking for this.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. You can see what we're doing, and we'll all forget.
oh, we're going to have fun mocking Cam throughout this draft, by the way, guys. So
I'll be learning a lesson.
Yeah.
So it's a challenge.
Actually, I do want to recount a particular story here. I remember many a year ago in one of my first newsrooms, I was part of a playoff draft, which included me and the vast majority of the other people were sports reporters around the entire city of Vancouver. I came in second place during that playoff draft, and I was never asked to come back again. I was like,
really?
You jerks. I was like, I don't think they like the fact that like I kicked the vast majority of their butts.
Well, I will tell another story. I at work, they have a Super Bowl draw, right?
Yeah.
Where they have two different boards, one that's, I think, $5 and one that's $2. And you pick squares on a board, mm-hmm. and you can win, right? Depending on what the scores are versus various time periods and what have you. Patrick, you're the sports guy. You should be explaining this, but not me. But
no,
anyway,
you're doing great.
I didn't know what I was doing.
Time periods in
time periods.
Football.
Quarters. Ultimately, I just literally, you know, they were having trouble filling out the two squares. So I bought two.
They should have had Bruce Verlanche.
Yeah. I bought two squares on each board. Just like, oh, here, I got some money here. I'll buy two. I won both boards.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Nice.
See, that's how it goes. It's the guy who just walks in, just ever fun, has no knowledge.
I won a lot of money, and it went
towards... He's the guy that always wins.
It went towards Vegas that year for, I'm sure, Star Trek photo ops.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay.
See, sports. I mean, some people are down on sports. Sports always has utility because maybe it'll send you to Vegas.
And give you photos with Star Trek celebs.
Exactly.
That's what it's meant for. Yeah. That's what the jocks do.
And I think it was Kyle Paca.
Hell yeah. Okay, so Patrick, we're going to start for you. You choose your first category and your first character.
It's a real challenge. You look at some of the specialists that are available.
Yeah.
Some of the people that could really tip, and I'm sure, because of course it's harder with me being first overall, because I don't pick again until it's the sixth pick.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So I have to think very carefully about this.
I'm actually kind of happy where I am, but then I've got a bit of a gap.
The swing is generally pretty handy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Cam's in the best spot.
Yeah, that's
true. Just consistent.
Right.
So I have to think really strategically, but there's just no way. How do you not pick Jean-Luc Picard?
Oh, I knew you were going to do
first
that.
First overall.
You're
there's just no way.
So predictable, Patrick.
He's the best captain. What's most important? Your captain? You know, out in space, you got to have the guy make the right decisions. Who's the most ethical? You know, he's not getting caught up in all kinds of ethical problems. He's not busy off romancing the girls on the planet. You know,
okay.
He's the guy. He knows what's up.
I can't
fault
you.
He knows when it's time to romance, I guess is what I'm saying.
I have to admit that probably would have been my first pick as well. But
yeah, Oscar
and an archaeologist.
Yeah. So, Cam, the good news is, though, is one Captain Jean Harriman from the Enterprise B is still available if you choose to pick him.
Yes.
So, but I'll leave it up to you.
This is tough. Like, now I'm trying to think strategically, right? I don't want to follow the captain trail here.
You could.
This is your own board. Do what you want.
I feel like the captain one is actually kind of a pretty good field, you know, unless you wind up with Archer, which can't happen with only three people. You know, you're going to fare fairly well. So I'm actually going to, I think I'm going to pin down for my science officer, I want Spock. Prime Spock.
So you're taking him off the board when it comes to first officer as well.
I am. Yes. Okay.
So this is an interesting one. I am worried this particular person could go quickly, even though there's a great backup, but I don't think the backup will last very long. So I get two in a row. I'm going to start with executive officer. Cam already took Spock off the map, so I can't even use Spock as a first officer here. So I'm going to go with Riker, though. Riker will be my first officer. And I don't know. You got Riker. He's got the good looks. He's got the charm. He's got a sense of duty and diligence. I just think about an episode like Chain of Command where he's going up against, you know, one Jellico, and there's a certain rigidity to Riker, but he's the best pilot that they got on the ship and they need him. They need him, Cam, then
right.
Patrick. So it's like, I like the fact that even Jellico has to give in and give it up to Riker, who I think Riker's a pretty consistent character. You never, like, I like Kira a lot. She was actually my number two pick for first officer. But sometimes I think she could go off in her own direction, and it's kind of tough to keep tabs on her. Riker, not so much there.
Right.
So my next pick, though, this is another one that I'm kind of wondering if this individual is going to go, you know, pretty fast, just because I don't know what the other picks are going to be. And if we get to the end of it and we can argue about whose team is best, then I want to make sure that I have the following person at the helm. I want one Jadzia Dax. I'm taking her off the board for science officer, so you guys are going to have a bit of a tough time.
Not me. I got Spock.
Okay, yes.
Not happy over here.
So I've got one Jadzia Dax at the helm because I was thinking about this. Like, who else is really notable at the helm?
Mayweather.
You got a Mayweather?
Yeah.
Lieutenant Hawk.
Lieutenant Hawk. is Detmers at the helm, or is she at navigation? It's tough.
Yeah.
So Discovery is not really all that great with your, unless you want to go with Ensign Connor.
I found Discovery is not great for any of them, really. When I was looking at the planning, you know, there's a couple I got in here that I think is, you know, some options.
There's a couple that I have.
But it's not like you look at the whole team and go like, man, they're amazing. Like you do, like maybe next gen.
Well, we actually had like a guest. I was having a discussion with him outside of the podcast. And he was kind of complaining that, well, you don't have the typical roles on Discovery that you'd see on a typical ship. And he didn't really like that. And I was just like, well, we've already seen like a million helmsmen. We've already seen like a million science officers. Let's change things up a bit. I think that'll be fun there. So I'm going with Jadzia Dax at the helm because Honestly, yeah, there's maybe one obvious choice, maybe a second, but I don't think you can really beat Jadzia. She's got a lifetime of knowledge here, or I should say like 8 lifetimes worth of knowledge. So I'm down with Jadzia at the helm. And Cam, it's back to you now.
Yeah, so I guess I should just touch on, first off, why I took Spock out of the XO position and put him in science. I think Spock is the greatest science officer you could ever imagine, but I don't think he's the most amazing first officer. I think Riker is stronger. I think, you know, you can make better arguments for Kira. Spock is just, though, you know, you plug him into that science station, he's the best in the field. So I just really thought I had to go for Spock for that one, you know?
I don't blame you.
And I had Jadzia Dax as my runner-up, so, you know, and you just took her off the field, so.
Out of the science officer field, which is me kind of being a jerk, but I know who I want after that.
It's a real jerk move.
I know.
So, I think what I'm going to do, this is tough. I think, you know what, you mentioned her earlier, I'm going to take Kira as my XO.
Okay.
Because to me, Kira is, what I like about Kira is that she has sort of that fire and the passion that I think, if the captain is taken down, I want her in charge. She's someone who I don't think is going to be like, what would the captain do? I think she would have her own plans and be able to take over the ship in a really strong way. I think she would have a vision for it.
And we have seen her command the Defiant before.
Yeah.
So we know she can handle Deep Space Nine. She's very familiar with that. We know she can handle even like kind of Starfleet command roles.
Yeah.
So she's very versatile.
Like if I'm on a ship and we're in trouble, I actually think Kira has a really good shot at getting us out of trouble.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, some of the others, like, what? I don't know that I have the trust in, say, Chakotay.
But what about her off time, though? Doesn't that concern you? Like, she can get into a lot of trouble in her off time.
Whatever happens off the bridge, you know, I'm not that concerned.
What about Bedeck Beryl's not a concern for you?
No, that's more another point in her favor. If it's bringing visits to Beryl to the ship, I mean, come on.
I'm a Bedeck.
Would you like to tend to my garden?
Play some spring ball?
Okay, Patrick, back to you. You get to choose a category. You get to choose the next person. It's been a while since we've heard from Patrick, though, so I'm curious what your pick is going to
be. Devastated, too. You know, multiple people already off my list. Just, you know, thinking I was going to be smart here. And
yeah.
Oh, boy.
Killed by your own hubris.
I'm pleased, though. There are some names still on my list that I'm hoping will be sticking around. This is a tricky one. Because I'm not sure where he's eligible. I know one spot he's eligible at, but I'm wondering if he's eligible at another spot. Is Data eligible at science?
No, he's not.
He's only at ops.
And this is my rationalization here because I thought about this. I thought some people might pick Data, and I should have mentioned this at the start. But look at his uniform. He's wearing the gold uniform. There's that one episode where he did have that red uniform on, which was chain of command. That was one of the best moments ever, where you don't even explain it. You just see Data wearing the red uniform, and you know that Riker's been turfed.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, he's not the science officer. No. He's the Harry Kim of the ship.
He is the Harry Kim of the ship, but a much better actor. I'm picking Data. He's my ops guy.
Yeah. I knew this one was going to go quick.
I was amazed he didn't go, honestly, before now, but pleased to have Data sixth overall.
It was between Jadzia and Data, and I did think about it quite a bit, but ultimately, I want some diversity in my crew, too. Yeah. You know, like, I'm going to call you out a little bit, Patrick. No. So far, it's TNG heavy for you.
Well, you took away my main diversity pick. Okay. So, no, I'm playing to win.
Okay. So tell me, why does Data make sense?
Data, I mean, first of all...
I want to talk you out of him.
No, you're not talking me out of him. First of all, he's at least able to live 500 years, so we know that much. He is... Well, I don't know if he's able to live... his head works, because his head works after 500
Time's
years.
Time's Arrow sure. reference, once again.
So his head works for 500 years at least. He's a curious fellow. He wants to know more. He can stay up all day and all night. So you can always
he can party.
He can party. Even he can always be on the bridge. He is able to compute things really fast. I don't remember exactly how fast, but I know he told us once.
Yep.
And he's got burgeoning leadership potential as second officer. So
I've seen it before, and I don't think it's just kind of like, oh, it's a joke. It's Data really does show that leadership potential throughout, and it definitely develops through his run as a character.
You think about, you know, the work he did in Redemption 2, you know, running the Sutherland and preventing the Romulan interference in the Klingon Civil War. I mean, a huge, you know, a small character who played a big role in the history of the galaxy. So,
okay, I think you've justified yourself, Patrick.
Thank you.
So, Cam, Data's off the table. I'm heartbroken, but what's up for you, sir. You're next.
You know what? I think I'm going to fill in my ops communication officer as well.
Okay.
I am going to take Kelvin versus Uhura.
Kelvin versus Uhura.
Yes.
Okay, and I think that's a very interesting pick there. And I think I know why you're going in that direction versus, say, the Prime Universe.
Yeah, but I love Prime Universe Uhura, but to me, and this has something to do with the show too, it just never portrayed her doing the sort of dynamic things we got to see the Kelvinverse. The Kelvinverse Uhura seems like a fantastic officer. Like, you really get to see her tackling a lot of different elements of the job. And I think she is given a level of hyper capability that you don't see in the Prime era Uhura, just because of what the show really gave Nichelle Nichols even to work with.
Yeah.
You know, you get the odd episode where she's fantastic, but it just seems like the modern Uhura is just like the total package.
And I fear I may have messed things up just a bit, but were you not supposed to do two picks in a row, Patrick?
Oh, I was supposed to do two picks in a row. But the good news is I would not have picked the Kelvin versus Uhura.
Okay. So let's go back to Patrick before we get back to Tyler.
Thank you for reminding me.
My apologies. As Game Master, I've kind of messed this up, but hopefully all will be forgiven when Patrick gives us what I'm sure will be another great pick. But
there's a real dilemma here.
Okay.
Because there's a few people on my list that...
Are they all TNG characters too?
In fact, I've only got one more on my list that's a TNG character.
Okay. He's like, Sonya Gomez, step right up.
Reginald Barkley.
Yeah.
Robin Leffler.
Yeah, Robin Leffler actually wouldn't be a bad choice, you know? No, not picking Robin Leffler. Not picking Wesley either. Although, side point, Will Wheaton did a really great audio 30 for 30 about the Madden NFL football game.
Oh, okay.
If you're looking for a random sports thing that's connected to Star Trek. He's the narrator.
I always am.
He's the narrator, and he put it together. It's really great. It's from like December, and it's basically about how that game literally changed everything.
Cam doesn't understand that Madden is not actually Parisi Squares.
Yeah.
So just to clarify.
Okay. So sorry. Yes. My seventh overall. We're talking about security tacticals where I'm looking.
Okay.
And
I'm curious what this is going to be because I have a bit of a dilemma with this one. But go.
I've already showed my hand that it's not going to be a TNG person,
right?
Who theoretically, he's not going to be a TNG person. But it's hard to argue with Odo because, you want a criminal investigator, Odo's your man. You want a guy to go undercover, Odo's your man. You want a guy to be prickly and defiant to authority. Odo's your man.
What are you going to do when he runs back to the Great Link?
Well, he comes back, so I'm not worried about it.
Does he?
I'm not worried about it.
I don't know.
He's going to come back. He can't miss. He misses solving those puzzles.
He's in a tuxedo. He's waving goodbye to you, Patrick. Yeah,
no, he's coming back. Yeah, he's my man. Besides, we're here to win. You know what?
That's true.
You play to win, and once you've won, you deal with the problems later.
That's a good
point. Oh, yeah. That's probably my next pick
There's a saying in baseball drafts that flags fly forever. So you play to win.
There you have it. Now, Tyler, you're up.
I'm up next. Yeah. I get two in a row. You actually kind of stole my Odo pick, so I'm looking at what would be good. And I got to go with this. I'm very worried that this is going to be the Doctor pick, and I want to make sure that I have this one on my roster. But does it get more dynamic, does it get more versatile than one Dr. Crusher, who is always portrayed as just one of the most competent officers aboard the ship? And I know there's other people where you're like, well, you look at the character behind McCoy or look at all the knowledge that, say, Phlox has accumulated from his travels across the galaxy. I just never have seen a doctor who seems so super competent as Crusher. You might make the argument that, well, look, Bashir, he's got super brain power, but Bashir had a lot more faults, than
a bit of
Crusher.
A dope. Yeah.
Sometimes, especially when he's looking for his teddy bear that he left behind at Lita's, which not his best moment. But I got Dr. Crusher as my doctor on my roster here. And I'm going back and thinking about what I can do because I think the pickings are a little slim if I've taken Dax off the table here with regards to science officer. I think I want to go back to science officer because I think ultimately this is a tough one. Because there's two that pop out to me and I still haven't figured out quite yet. But I think you could either go with one Michael Burnham, who is a science specialist on Star Trek Discovery.
And she'll always be right.
She's the main character. She'll always be right.
That's right.
Yeah. Or else I think T'Pol has proven herself as very competent as well. And to me, T'Pol has more of kind of the history of doing the science job.
Yes.
But Burnham's got about 100 years over her. And yeah. she also has like all the knowledge of the spore drive. She went to Vulcan Science Academy. So, oh man, I'm still debating this. Ultimately, I need to get some Discovery people in there. And I like the fact that we've got a main, you know, character who is a science officer. So Burnham it is. I'm putting Burnham on my science officer roster as is right now. Cameron.
So the first Discovery pick of the night.
Yeah, I think it's a little late in the game for Discovery, but I'll go with it. Cameron, back to you.
Oh, boy. Okay. What I am going to do, I think I'm going to jump back to Security, and I'm going to take one that I don't think anyone was going to take.
You might be surprised, but...
I'm going to take Malcolm Reed.
Oh, you're nice. Right. I was not going to take Malcolm Reed. Okay.
I pondered him, and I was like, no.
And I'll tell you why, because I think a lot of people listening are like, why would you not take Worf? Because, you know, Worf's the best, right? Yeah, right. But I look at the potential of Reed. Reed was operating under a captain who doesn't have the expertise that I suspect the one that I wind up with will have. And Reed, to me, seems like under the right captain would be hyper, hyper capable.
Yes.
He can, like, command a group of security officers, I think, far better than, like, the the disposable pinheads that Worf had running around.
Yeah.
And he just seems like a no-nonsense guy who's going to commit everything to the job. He has no life. What is his side, like, interests?
He likes cleaning his phase pistols on his days off.
Exactly. This is a man 100% committed, and he cares about security, damn it.
Do we want to talk a little bit about maybe, so I'll spoil myself because I get to pick any security officer I want since you guys have already picked yours. I'm not going to pick Worf either. And I wonder if it's worth bringing up like why Worf doesn't necessarily seem like our pick though. And just for me, he was never like, he was a fan favorite on TNG, but he was never shown to be ultra competent at his job. And there's like that great YouTube video that just shows 12 minutes of Worf getting denied for all his dumb ideas on the show. So that's my reason why later on down the road I'm not going to pick Worf.
I haven't seen that video, but that's very apt.
I'll send you the link, Patrick.
Because in the end, like, Worf knows the rules. You know, he's good at sticking to the rules. But Worf has a tendency to kind of fire out his first idea.
Yeah.
And generally being told,
his first idea is always, let's shoot them.
He's like, I'm just giving advice. That's my job. You're like, that's true.
And he always just gets thrown around by the alien who invades the ship. You know, I was watching the episode The Hunted the other day, where there's like the genetically altered super soldier on the ship. And
great,
like,
great episode.
It's a good episode. Yeah, yeah.
And, I really enjoy that one.
You know, you get this moment where Worf is really good at his job. He's able to predict where this guy is going to be, and then he gets his ass kicked.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, you were almost there, Worf. You know, if Worf could somehow get those two things together, he would be great.
So, Patrick, I think you have a good chance to really lock up some very solid picks. Just as we're starting to get around to the point, we're not quite scraping the bottom of the barrel, but there's still a lot of premier picks left, and so I'll throw it out to you.
Yeah, I'm sort of working my way through what's available and just sort of thinking a little bit about it. Like, how do I want things to play out?
Yeah.
I want to make it clear that I will not be picking Will Decker as my science officer.
No Will Deckers on the ship.
No.
But
I think that guy's been stricken from Star Trek canon at this point.
Yeah. But you know, I look at some of the options. Like, I look at who's still on the table at doctor. I look at who's still on the table at engineer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think engineering's gonna be an interesting one to watch to see who everyone goes after.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's just some real options.
I think maybe like engineer might be the most stacked.
It's stacked. It's just totally stacked.
Because there's really no bad pick, because they always want to have ultra competent people at that job because they're essentially making the ship run.
That's how I feel about captain. Like, that's why I'm not rushing in with my captain pick.
Same here.
It doesn't really matter.
Well, that was why, I mean, like I said, if I didn't pick first overall, I wasn't too fussed, but I was like, how do I not pick Picard?
Picard would be gone by now had you not already picked him number one.
Yeah. He's there. You know. Yeah, I'm kind of stumped here because I'm looking at the options I have in front of me right now, and I'm trying to think about, you know, who do I want to go? And there's a few interesting, there's a few off the board options that I've written down as well. And I'm looking, for instance, say at XO, or I look at, and you mentioned a couple names already. And I'm thinking about science because Michael Burnham was going to be my science officer.
Okay.
She was on my list.
Nice.
So now I'm starting to go, okay, what do I really need to cover here? because I was thinking, I knew Crusher would be gone. I knew with my list I would never get Crusher. So Crusher's not happening. You know, and I
you're talking about Wesley, of course.
Wesley, yes. Yeah. Wesley's eligible.
You just had him in every position, though. Yeah. I mean, that's Wesley's just not eligible. Doable.
He's done all, he's filled all of them. He's sat in every chair on the bridge. Did Wesley ever stand at tactical?
Oh, yes. Yesterday's Enterprise.
In Yesterday's Enterprise and in one of the alternate realities in...
Oh, in Parallels.
In Parallels,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The worst reality.
The yeah. Borg is everywhere! Worf fixing stuff. That's always my favorite scene, because Worf, something breaks behind Worf and he has to go fix it while his heavily bearded Riker just screaming.
That's one of the best moments, like, just like... 10-second moments.
You don't understand. We can't go back. And then they shoot something and it blows up. And go, oh.
One of our former guests, one Benjamin Yong, he actually dressed.
Guest? He was one of the hosts.
Yeah, that's true.
Already, I've heard about him. He's already been descended to guest.
Yeah, that's how I think of him now. But he actually dressed up as Riker from that universe Halloween. He had the huge beard on and it was pretty awesome. He didn't he take dirt to his uniform too?
I think he did. Yeah
that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Thanks for helping me delay my situation. And I think I know where I'm going. I think I'm going to go doctor. I think I'm going with Bones McCoy.
Interesting. Why Bones?
And Prime Universe we're talking about?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm not interested in the Prime Universe stuff.
I mean, Carl Urban's.
Carl Urban's quite fine. He's actually quite. You know what? As alternate characters go, Carl Urban's McCoy is really fun. And they've kept the spirit alive of DeForest Kelly's McCoy. DeForest Kelly's McCoy, you know, he really is a frontier doctor.
Yeah.
He knows how to fix stuff by just like spitting dirt and rubbing them together. He also has a firm hand with his patients.
Right.
As we've seen more than once. And an ability to spar with one of the brightest men in Starfleet.
Yeah.
So,
and willing to stand up to him. Jim, you got to step down.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I was actually thinking of Spock, but also Jim. Yeah. He's good at
both. Yeah.
But he knows his role. He's the guy you want. You know, he'll fix it out. And, you know, he's a pretty good, you know, amateur counselor.
It's an interesting question. Does Bones have the most influence over the command than any doctor? Because you really do see him, like, swatting down Kirk and Spock, whereas like you don't see, you know, Crusher going up against Picard and Riker that much,
or Bashir up against Sisko.
You don't see that as much.
I would totally agree. I think there's really no one else. Even remember the holodoctor wasn't even allowed to leave sickbay for a long time.
And Phlox is
not
in his lab.
Yeah, he's not even in Starfleet. So
yeah,
although there was that episode, Dear Doctor, as well, where we saw a little bit of that, and also during the Zindi War arc. So. Yeah, you might actually make a bit of an argument for Phlox, just because he's not part of the Starfleet regime.
Sure.
He can push back against Archer.
You just never saw it, though. Like
Phlox was too busy, you know, coming up with sort of interesting alternate solutions to the problem that involves some crazy, sort of.
Well, he seemed much more interested in experiments.
Yeah,
like that's something you just didn't really see McCoy doing at all. There's this episode, I can't remember what it is. One of my favorite scenes, I think, in the original series. I think it might be the Ultimate Computer, where they just randomly a character walks into the medical bay. And Bones is just sitting drinking alone at his desk.
That's my other appeal, you know. Bones knows how to have a good time.
Yeah.
Very well documented. Yeah. So, yeah, Bones is my guy.
Documented? Was that a pun?
I do work for a tabloid newspaper.
Bones, so that's your doctor pick.
Bones is my guy. Yeah, so that's my guy. Now, I have to move along, and I have to think a little
bit. Move along home?
Olimarine.
Now I have to think, so there's, you know, I mean, I'm still, what do I have to fill? I have to fill Exo, I have to fill Science, I have to fill Helm, I have to fill Engineer, I have to fill Counselor, and I have to fill whatever the surprise category is.
Yeah.
So, this is tricky, though, because they're all important spots. There's all some names I've written down that I think are probably going to go. There's a couple names I'm not actually sure which category they're actually correct for.
Okay.
Right.
I'm happy to swat you down later on if you pick the wrong category. Don't worry.
But I think I'm going to go with the versatility at helm of Hikaru Sulu.
Nice.
Future commander.
Prime Universe.
Yeah, because he knows how to start the Enterprise.
It is a prequel. He's still a little green, so I'll give him a... You know.
He's going to be a captain one day, though.
He is going to be a captain one day. And you know what? Father's the future, a future helmsman of the Enterprise.
So tell you what, if I had...
Helmsperson.
If I had chosen Jadzia Dax for science officer, I would have been going to Sulu at the helm. So I totally buy that.
Now, I do feel bad that my entire crew is all males right now.
I couldn't help but notice that, Patrick.
I will blame the help who denied me a couple people that I had on my... A couple women that I had
the USS list. Boys Club.
Although Odo could be whatever he wants to be.
Well, that's true.
Is Odo the first transgendered character, major transgendered character?
I think the issue is that he identifies as male.
That's true. Yeah.
So that's why I would, you know. But I would like to point out that I think I only have one male on my crew. It's otherwise a matriarchy here. So.
Yeah, I'm the most balanced so far.
Oh, good for you, Cam.
I know, right?
Okay.
I'm the best. Okay, well, I guess. Well,
let's hear your next pick then, and then we'll really.
I mean, this isn't a category that I don't think anyone is that passionate about, but I'm just going to lock down the best one now, and that is for Counselor.
Nice.
I'm going to jump over and take Deanna Troi. I'm actually going to take her off her husband's ship and take her away on mine.
Nice.
That sounded oddly...
Yeah, I know. That sounds vaguely creepy, but it's, you know, people always think of Riker and Troi together, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Just on any ship. And ultimately, that's not going to be the case with our draft, is what I was trying to say.
Okay. Fair enough.
Can I just interject and say them getting married in Insurrection is like one of the worst things that happens at any point in Star Trek.
You also notice that he's wearing his dress uniform and they put her literally in a dress. I don't know. I had issues with that.
They shave off his beard and I'm just like, what's going on? This is just dumb.
I was getting, totally all over the place because Insurrection was when they all went young and then Nemesis is when they got married.
But yeah.
Don't they get married in Insurrection?
No,
that's when they go to the planet where they're de-aging. They're in the bathtub.
The bathtub
true story.
Scene.
True story.
Yeah.
I've only ever seen Nemesis once.
Right.
Okay. Don't blame
it. It was in theaters.
Yeah.
And it was on TV recently, and I sat there, and I actually literally thought, can I watch this again? And I just said no. And I skipped over it. So there you go. That's why I'm confused. Also, Insurrection, I may have seen once since I was in theaters.
Well, that's a bummer because the prize for getting the best draft is a copy of Star Trek Nemesis on DVD.
Yes!
It's different key art, though. It's just Benign's face all over. So, oh, man. Okay. So you got that locked down, and it's over to me. That was actually going to be my next pick, though. I was going to lock down Counselor Troi in the counselor position. So I guess, you know what? I can't believe no one's gotten around to doing this. Engineer time. There's two that I'm debating very hotly. There's one who it's a very competent engineer you'd want by your side all the time. Another is just like this genius engineer, but he's a little prickly. And I'm just like, how much fun would you have actually commanding this person?
Right.
So, of course, I'm talking about one Chief O'Brien, as well as one Geordi LaForge.
Yeah.
And so
I had real issues with Geordi as well when I was considering it.
My initial instinct was to say no to Geordi.
Yes.
You know, because like, Cam, we talked about this before where it's like, he, like, growing up as kids, we're like, oh, yeah, he's the cool guy.
I thought him and Data were the cool ones
but
on the ship.
Then you become an adult and you watch Geordi nowadays, and you realize he's a real jerk.
Yeah.
And he's got, like, no social skills.
Well, he's an engineer.
He's an engineer.
All
the
engineers
I know.
Listening now are going, what?
But the other engineers aren't that prickly. Like, Scotty seems like Mr. Party Time.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because he's hanging out with McCoy.
Trip's pretty fun to hang out with.
Especially if there's pecan pie involved.
I was going to mention the pecan pie. Yeah. So, I look, if I'm a commanding officer, I do see that Geordi is quite deferential to his commanding officers.
Yeah.
So, if I'm building my dream team, do I want an O'Brien or do I want a LaForge? And maybe I'm going to be a little bit classist here, but LaForge is a commissioned officer. O'Brien is not. He's a non-com. So, and as great as he is... You know, he even gets to go teach at the academy by the end. I'm going with one Geordi LaForge as my chief engineer here.
You can have him.
I can have him? Okay. That's not going to kill you there, sir?
No, I'm okay.
Okay. Now, I'm looking at my options here, and it's kind of funny. I haven't gotten around to captain yet. I haven't gotten around to counselor. I'm not too worried about my captain options. Cam's already taken the best counselor. But I've got a good one for counselor, and
Neelix.
Maybe, well, Naomi's counselor, obviously, but maybe one that you guys didn't think about, and so I'm happy to grab this one here. One Admiral Cornwall. She is a psychiatrist by trade. She was able
You're demoting her just to take her onto your ship.
This is her vocation. She was able to talk Ash Tyler out of PTSD. She was able to gain the trust out of Laurel. I'm also looking at
who... She tried to commit genocide.
Okay, now this, unfortunately, is where I come back into the picture. So what I'm going to do is summarize everyone's crews and give some context to the picks that were made in the audio that was lost to the great audio gods from beyond. So, let's jump over to Patrick first. Patrick made some really bold, interesting choices up front. He nabbed Picard almost immediately. We all wanted Picard. I think almost everyone listening would have grabbed Picard right up front, except for that group of Archer fans who I'll never quite understand, but I do love you guys nonetheless. For his first officer, he chose T'Pol. Patrick wasn't a big fan of, say, Saru or Chakotay, but he thought T'Pol would have made a really interesting pairing with Picard. Can't disagree with him there. I think that would be actually really interesting to see in some way. Perhaps time travel, something. Make this happen, Discovery. For his science officer, he went with 7 of 9. You know, Jadzia was off the table. Prime Universe Spock was off the table. Patrick's not a fan of Kelvin Universe Spock. So he went with 7 of 9. He's promoting her up for Master Metrics. I think that's a really great choice. And, you know, she's super efficient. She's going to get the job done. For his ops communications, he chose Data. His security officer, Odo. His helmsman was Sulu from the Prime Universe. His engineer, he took O'Brien right after Tyler did not. Plus, I think there's the fact that they have similar taste in child's names, both having daughters named Molly. For his doctor, Patrick went with Bones McCoy from the Prime Universe. For his counselor, and a bit of a controversial choice, he went with Guinan. Now, we kind of debated this one, but we, you know, decided that Guinan had been around forever, had countless lifetimes worth of experience, and who knows, maybe she did an associate's degree at some point in psychology. So we let him have Guinan. Plus, he did really not want Ezri, so, you know, that's the way it went. And finally, for the secret category that we didn't reveal up front, that's the morale officer. Who's going to keep the crew's spirits high on these long missions into deep space? Patrick wanted Quark. I guess Patrick knows a good party, and who throws a better party than Quark? So Patrick went with the great Ferengi that we all know and love. Other than Cousin Gala, of course. Now let's jump over to my picks. For my captain, I went with Janeway. I love Kirk. You know, TOS is my jam. But ultimately, I have a hard time bringing Kirk onto my ship. He's a bit too much of a cowboy. I want someone who's going to bring pure professionalism and is willing to strap on a rifle and take down mutated bacteria if necessary. So I went with Janeway. I think she's a great captain, and I'm very, very happy to have gotten her. For my first officer, I had Kira. For my science officer, Spock Prime. For my ops communications, I had Kelvin Universe Uhura. For my security officer, I had Reed. For my helmsman, I had Tom Paris. Now, Tom Paris, no one really wanted Tom Paris, I guess. But I ended up grabbing him because, as we saw in an episode like Drive, the man knows how to steer a ship with style. And ultimately, I felt like him working under Janeway again is a good combo. And some of his more bad boy attitude is clamped down a bit by someone like Janeway. So for me, yeah, Tom Paris at the helm. For my engineer, I'm with B'Elanna Torres. I can't separate Tom and B'Elanna. Come on, I'm a big softy at heart. Although I'm apparently willing to separate Riker and Troy, so I don't know, make of that what you will. I went with B'Elanna because she has that 24th century know-how. She's super great in situations that are a little more unconventional, as we saw in the Delta Quadrant happened all the time. Plus, there's the fact that I forgot about Scotty at this point in the game. And so that's really embarrassing and awkward, and I just like to move past it. So let's get on to my doctor. I chose Phlox. Now, I strongly considered Bashir, but the idea of Bashir and Tom Paris on a ship together, that just seems potentially unbearable. Plus, I considered Pulaski, but I hadn't seen enough out of her in that one season of TNG to decide that she was really my choice. So I ended up going with Phlox because super professional, super interesting, really cool guy to have around. Plus, you know, while his methods may be a little bit, you know, in the past, I feel like he can get up to speed pretty quick. For my counselor, I had Deanna Troi. And for my morale officer, I went with Vic Fontaine, baby. Fly me to the moon. And now let's jump over to Tyler's picks. Tyler had a great internal struggle going, a really funny one actually, to choose his captain. He was very strongly considering Archer, like really, really strongly considering it. But he couldn't quite pull the trigger on that one. He considered Kelvin Universe Pike, but there's only so much of him to really base your decision on. He really was not going to choose Prime Universe Pike, who's like, you know, weeping on a bed at some points. But he ended up going with Captain Kirk. I know it's probably a little strange to hear someone was really struggling over whether or not to choose Kirk, but that was the case. Ultimately, though, he made the right choice, I think, and went with Kirk. For his first officer, he had Riker. His science officer, as you heard, was Michael Burnham. His ops communications specialist, he chose Hoshi Sato. Now, Hoshi, he just chose her ultimately over Prime Universe Uhura because he'd seen more of her on screen. He'd seen her in some tenser situations, having to figure out problems. He really appreciated some of the tough situations he'd seen Hoshi navigate during the duration of Enterprise. For his security officer, he went with Tuvok, which is interesting because Tyler is not a big Tuvok fan. But ultimately, in this case, I think he just went with professionalism and someone that's going to get the job done, even if they're going to do it in a way that's not the most interesting. For his helmsman, he had Jadzia Dax. For his engineer, Jordy LaForge. For his doctor, Beverly Crusher. For his counselor, Admiral Cornwell, demoted, I suppose. And for his morale officer, Tyler got to choose this one last, so he wound up with Neelix, which I guess means briefings with Neelix are back on, and perhaps hourly at this point. And so now the fundamental question was, who had the best crew? I'm sure all of you had your own opinions, but we each voted on the show. Patrick chose Tyler. He really liked the combo of Kirk and Riker. He liked Burnham as the science officer. There was a lot to like. I mean, having Jadzia at the helm was really appealing to him. And so, yes, Tyler was his pick. He could not get on board with my crew, unfortunately. Largely due to the Janeway factor, Patrick is just not a fan of Janeway's command style. Now, who did Tyler choose? Tyler chose Patrick. He really liked Picard as their leader, as well as a crew with, like, T'Pol and Seven of Nine, Data. This just seemed to him like a really great crew to work with. He liked mine, I think, mostly overall, but couldn't get on board with a crew that was mostly more like B-level players. I don't know what that says about Spock Prime in Tyler's eyes, but having people like Reed and Paris and Torres and Phlox, you know, really cool characters, but maybe not the big shining stars that jump out when you're picking your favorite. So he ultimately went with Patrick's group. I kind of struggled a little bit. I kind of wanted to get on board with Patrick's crew just because you had Picard. You've got a lot of the cool ones like Data and Odo, as well as Prime Universe Bones. But to me, I had one fundamental real problem with Patrick's crew, and that when you look at the breakdown, you have on this ship, you have T'Pol, Seven of Nine, Odo, Data. You know, these are characters who are kind of the other characters. They're very solitary. They don't necessarily have the best communication abilities. You also have Picard as your captain, who can be a little bit uptight and not necessarily the most outgoing of personalities. So I felt like you were going to have this whole group of people who are really, really competent professionals, hyper-competent even, who can't quite get on the same page or aren't necessarily jiving that well as a unit. So that was why I couldn't get on board with Patrick. I ended up going with Tyler as well. I mean, the Kirk-Riker ship alone is something that has to be seen, I think, to be believed, and I think would be really fun to watch on a TV show. Plus, I mean, come on, who doesn't want to see the Tuvok-Jordy LaForge holodeck episode? So ultimately, Tyler walked away with two votes, winning the competition, Patrick with one vote, and then me with a big old goose egg. So there you had it. Okay, well, if you enjoyed listening to this podcast, we want to hear from you. Jump on over to our Facebook page and tell us your Star Trek dream crew that you would assemble. We would love to hear it. Jump on over there to facebook.com/subspacepod. Okay, next week we'll be back with a look at the evolution of the Romulans. We've done episodes on the Klingons and Q, as well as the Borg. This time we want to look at the Romulans. Obviously, they have a huge history in the Star Trek franchise. We're going to look at all sort of the key points in the Romulan history on the franchise, as well as talk about where we'd like to see the Romulans go in the future. Okay, so you can also find us on the Twitter. I'm at Cam, V as in Vaudoir, the Serpent People, Smith. You can find Tyler at Reportin, that's R-E-P-O-R-T-O-N. N is in Neelix, the morale officer extraordinaire. And you can, of course, find Patrick at Rising Action, just as it sounds. Okay, so until next time, the arena is closed. We'll be right back.
complete.